Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Dalet. We begin 11 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We learned from a pasuk that when it comes to tvua, grain, grapes, olives, these are things which are chayiv and truma and maser min haTorah. How do we know to which year they belong? To which crop? To which season? Answer is shlish. The year on which they experienced a third of their overall growth. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. There's a way to actually test the grain. The kernel, you dip it into water and you see if it sinks. Then you know it has achieved a third of its growth. So then it belongs to that year. It identifies with that year's season, with that year's crop, with that year's halachis regarding truma, maser, and shemitah. What about other types of fruits, vegetables, which are only chayiv in maser midrabbanan? They also will follow this example, this precedent. The year on which they achieve their primary growth, that's the year that they will identify with. We compare it to grain, olives, and grapes. It provides the prototype, it's the precedent. It's the standard bearer for all halachas of Truma and Maser. And this is based on the Pasuk. Tanya, basically the Omer. Pasuk says, Ba'aspecha, mi garnecha, mi kfecha. When you gather, you garn, you yeke, your grain, your wine, your grapes. And this is the Pasuk which will provide, as she says, not smachta. Of course, it's not a clear source because, keep in mind, anything other than garn v'yekev is not chayiv in truma min haTorah. But it's a support, it's a remez to tell us that all halachis of the Torah will follow this example of garn v'yekev, which is based on the shlish concept. And we learn ma garn v'yekev, just as garn v'yekev miyuchad, they're unique in the sense that Shegdalin al Meshana Shavra, their growth is generated by last year's rain season, which basically means that last year's rain season generated that initial growth, that shlish, that first third, that forms the basis for all future development of that grain, of the olives, of the grapes. And therefore, Bumis Asrim L'Shana Shavra, their maser is related to last year because they identify with last year's season, last year's rains. They're part of last year's system, even though perhaps they achieved full growth and maturity this year. It's irrelevant. We follow the initial shlish that determines that, connects it to last year. Af Koil Shegdalin Al Meshana Shavra. Likewise, when it comes to other types of fruits and vegetables, if they get their growth from last year, it's Asrim L'Shana Shavra. Then last year's maser applies to them, as opposed to vegetables. Yotzi Yerokos Shegdalin Al Meshana Habo. You see, there's a big difference between fruit trees, which they have the Chanata experience, the budding experience, and that is derived from last year's rain season. At a certain point in the year, the Gemara soon will tell us, around Tu B'Shvat time, the rain generate this seraph, this sap which rises into the tree, which forms the basis for next year's fruit. It initiates the budding system, which forms the basis for the fruit, which will develop from that bud. So the chemical reaction which creates that bud is derived from last year's rain season. And therefore, even though most of the fruit came about this year, after Tu B'Shvat, it's irrelevant. It relates to last year which instigated, which generated its growth. Yotzi Yerokos is as opposed to vegetables, which need to be constantly watered. It's an ongoing growth process. They're never finished. If you stop watering it for a day or two, it starts drying up. It's never finished, it's never completed until you actually pick it. Now you have it. Yotzei Yirok is as opposed to vegetables, Shegdel Naomei Hashanah Abo. Their growth is generated by the current year's rain, not last year's, meaning it's an ongoing system, and it can't identify with last year. Masr and Lashanah Abo, that's why. They relate to the coming year's Masr, meaning the Masr of vegetables is dependent upon when it's picked. We follow the likita, the picking. It gets the halachas of the year on which it's picked. That's what it identifies with. This year's season, this year's crop. Let's take a look at Rashi, a couple lines up. Mikan somcha chacham. Chacham uses this pasuk as a smach, as a support, as a remez. Lekboya zman masa yerek devreim achalakita. Lasmachta baum. We learn from here that when it comes to vegetables, it identifies with the year on which it was picked. So lekita, picking, determines the status of the vegetable. And this is an asmachta, which tells you kol osav shalcha, all gatherings, all crops, will follow the precedent set forth yesterday when it comes to trumas gerin v'yekiv. Kol osav shalcha, yehei ketrumas gerin v'yekiv. So be'asbacha megarnach mikvecha means be'asbacha, all your gatherings, all your harvestings, all your crops should follow the guidelines, should follow the same concept as Garden v'yekiv. Shalcha ben Torah achas shana shevi'a shlish, which the Torah told us is meant to follow the shlish concept. And what is the concept? Harei shalcha ben achas shana shegadlu ben me'o. The Torah followed the year during which it achieved its initial growth process, the initiation which eventually develops and matures into full-fledged grain. And that came from last year's rain. Shavuos shlish lehen higdei losin, says Rashi. That first third is crucial. That's the micro fruit, the micro grain, which will develop to full grain. Rashi adds, Shema oisir shah, once it achieves the third, it is already somewhat edible. Ru'uyo likatzer b'deichik, you can harvest it. It is somewhat edible. It is somewhat developed. So having achieved that state from last year's rain season, attributes it to last year, identifies it with last year, and it connects to last year's halacha. Afkoi, likewise, any other type of growth which is similar in nature to this thing will be determined as such. For instance, a fruit tree. We follow the budding process. Why? It's similar to the shlish by the grain. This bud will eventually develop into a fruit. And this bud was created through last year's rain. The sraf ilan, the sap which ascends into the tree, that creates the chanota, the budding system, which eventually just grows into a fruit. So the initiation, the base product here is the chanota, is the bud, which was produced by last year's rain, and therefore it relates to last year, as opposed to vegetables. It doesn't relate to anything. Until it's picked, you don't have it. Yotzi Yerokis, Shegdel Almei Shana Abo. Vayinu Shnas Likitasin, the year in which it was picked. Sherei Goyzez Zinoisa, V'chayzer Shegdel. In fact, you can cut the vegetable, it will regrow. It doesn't relate to any specific growing cycle, any specific rain system. Therefore, it relates to the moment of picking. So that's who's speaking. That's Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Omer. He's going to achieve similar results, but using slightly different terminology. Pasuk says, "Ba'os b'cham b'garnecha mikvecha." We learn all your harvest, all your asifa should be similar in nature to garen v'yekiv. Ma garen v'yekiv, miyuchad neshagdel al reiv mayim. Just as garen v'yekiv are unique in a sense that they grow simply using natural rainwater. Reiv mayim, Rashi says, is megis shamim because most things grow through rainwater. They don't need more than that. And therefore, says the Gemara, umes asrin l'shana shavra. That's why they relate to last year when it comes to maser, because their growth was generated by last year's rain. That's when they got their shlish. And they connect to last year's season. Afkar, likewise, all other types of things, shegdel non reiv mayim, which achieve their growth through roiv mayim, meaning natural sources, masasrim l'shana ashavra. They relate to last year when it comes to masa, because last year's season generated the initial growth. For instance, the chanata, the budding procedure by the tree, which is the prototype of the upcoming fruit, and that came about through last year's rain season, connects to last year, as opposed to vegetables, which need to be constantly tended to, constantly watered. Yotzei rokes shegdelen al kol mayim. They need more than just roiv mayim, they need kol mayim. It's a term just means to say you have to constantly water it, manually water it. Rashi brings a pasuk in Dvarim, v'ishkisa baraglecha kigan hayorek. Gan hayorek needs to be constantly watered, as we all know. You stop watering, there goes your cucumber. And therefore, it's different than fruit. It relates to the current moment. Umes asrin l'shana abo, gets the current year's masa. You follow the picking, the moment of Lakita. So Rakiv is pretty much following the same track as Reisak Lili, but he employed different, slightly different terminology. Is there any difference between the two shitas? Is there any halachic nafkamina? There is one difference. Suppose you have something which is watered by hand, needs additional manual watering, but you stop watering it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which Rashi says was the derech when it comes to certain things, to allow it to sort of dry up and allows you to pick it. Now, you can differentiate between Rabbi Akiva and Reis HaGlili. Reis HaGlili says, the product follows the year on which it achieved its water. It derived its water. It was dependent on last year's rains, connects to last year's season. So, if he stopped watering it for Rosh Hashanah, well, it grew from last year's rain or last year's watering. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he says, it's species-oriented. This type of thing needs to be manually watered. So, in concept, it's not really achieving its full growth from the rain season, from the natural source. Therefore, it doesn't connect to that season, to that crop, to that cycle, that season. And therefore, it doesn't connect to last year, rather to the moment of Lakit. Is there any difference between Reis HaGlili and Rakiva the Riz? Omer Bevo. But Solom HaSarisen, a certain type of onion, Rashi says, they don't grow too big. Taisa says they can't be replanted, like a saris by a person, they can't have an offspring. Upaila Mitzri, some type of bean. And Rashi explains that, unlike yesterday's Pila Mitzri, which was planted L'Shem Zera, to have it in its bean form, here the purpose was to eat it as a vegetable, to enjoy its greenery. So now it has the din of a vegetable. Ikubina, these two types of vegetables will be an afkamina. This not, as we learned in the Mishnah. Tzolom HaSarisen, a Pila Mitzri. Shemona Mehen Mayim, Shloishim Yom Mitzvah Shoshana. Suppose you stop watering them 30 days before Shoshana. So they were watered last year. But they're still vegetables. How do we treat them? Mis Asr and L'Shavar. They connect to last year's halacha when it comes to Masr, because it was last year's water that grew them. Umutar Mishvis. Suppose this year is Shemitah. They don't relate to Shemitah. The last year's crop. Vimla. But if he didn't stop watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, he continued watering them into Rosh Hashanah. Asur Mishvis. Then they relate to the current year. So if it happens to be Shemitah, these are considered Shemitah products. Umis Asur L'Shana Abo. And they relate to the coming years, meaning the current Maser, the current halacha of Maser. Basically, they follow the year in which they were picked. So this case will be the Nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yisrael Galili, he employs the formula of something which is Gadol Al Meishana Sha'avra, something which is whose growth is brought about by last year's rain, will connect to last year's season as pertaining to Maser. And something which needs ongoing care, ongoing watering, and is going to be watered this year as well, gets this year's Maser, such as your typical case of a vegetable. But in these cases, where he stopped watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, their growth doesn't really resemble the typical vegetable, because the watering stopped at the end of last year. Early enough, before Rosh Hashanah, they were not moist coming into Rosh Hashanah. They were no longer growing from this year's moisture. They relate to last year, even though they're vegetables. So it's an exception. Typically, vegetables follow the moment of lekita, the moment of picking. But in these cases, Rashi says, it was a derech to do so. Therefore, we allow them to be considered an exception, and they relate to last year. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it's variety-oriented. He sets forth a klal. He says, anything which is gadol al kol mayim, any vegetable which is meant to be constantly watered, so by its very nature, it doesn't really relate to the annual cycle of seasons and rain. It's a constant care. It's a constant growth process. In that case, it's not a finished product until you pick it. It relates to the moment of picking. And likewise, by the betzolim and the poil, even though it so happens to be in this case you haven't watered it, doesn't matter. Loy plug, we don't differentiate. We set forth a general klal. This is the type of species that follows the moment of picking, and therefore it doesn't matter whether or not he actually watered them this year. They're considered this type of item, which is gadol kol mayim. It doesn't relate to the seasons and the rains. It's an ongoing growth process, and therefore it follows the moment of picking. Achal lekita, like all of the vegetables. Okay, so in summation, we learn from Gerd V'Yekev that the halachas of Trumas of Masters depend on the year. It connects to the year in which it achieved its primary growth, its initial growth, which forms the baseline for all future growth. And therefore, when it comes to Tvua, Gerd V'Yekev, Shlish is what determines. When it comes to fruits and vegetables, so by fruit we have the concept of Chanota, the year in which it achieved its Chanota, the sap which generated that budding process, that's the year that it relates to. As opposed to vegetables, we follow Lakita. Depends on the moment of picking. Continues the Gemara. Be'echad b'shvat, Rosh Hashanah li'ilan. What is considered the starting point of the year when it comes to trees, not Tishrei, like by vegetables, which follows the standard calendar year, with the starting point being Echad b'Tishrei. No. By trees, we follow the Shvat time frame. My time or why? Amar b'lezer, amar b'eshe. It's water related, rain related. Hoyel v'yotzu reiv gishmei shana. Since, for the most part, rain season is behind us. V'adayin reiv tkufim b'chutz. But still, we have most of the season, the winter season, yet to come. Okay, Maika Amar, what's he saying? He seems to contradict himself. Most of the rain season is behind you, and therefore anything which was had started growing up until this point relates to the last year. And then you say, no, most of the tkufa is still awaiting us. We're speaking about the winter tkufa, it's the winter seasons, right, which is tkufas teves, teves shvat adar, starting from December 21st, so that's the winter quarter. Most of it is still ahead of us. Michael Amar, so what's he saying? Isn't he contradicting himself? If it's still ahead of you, then why would you say the year is sort of behind us? Hachikam, he meant to say like this. No contradiction. Ava bishar rev tkufim b'chutz, although most of the tkufa is still ahead of us, hayel v'yatzu rev gishmei shama, it's irrelevant, since for the most part the rain season is behind us. Rashi explains that once the gishma behind us, the srach, the sap system, has been set in motion, the chemical process has begun, and the pears are beginning their chanota, their budding process, which relates to last year. So that's why the cutoff point is Echad b'Shvat according to Beis Shammai, or Tu b'Shvat according to Beis Hillel. Tosfos explains the machlokes revolves around setting the exact moment, the end point of this sraf chanota process. Up until that point, it belongs to that year. From that point onward, it's a new season, a new year, a new system, a new cycle. And again, this is based on the previous Gemara. When it comes to Truma and Maser, you relate to the year on which you achieved your primary growth. In the case of a tree, it's the budding process, the Chanota process, which determines. If that happens before Rosh Hashanah, which is either Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, you're connected to that year. If it happened afterwards, you connect to the coming year. Tana Rabbana Masa was a story by Rabbi Akiva. Shalikit Esrik. He had an Esrik tree. He was picking Esrikim. When? Be'echad b'shvat. V'nog bo yishnei yisurin. He applied a double Masa. For instance, it was year 2 of the Shemitah cycle going into year 3. He wasn't sure when Rosh Hashanah is. He applied a double Masr. See, on year 2, you give Masr Sheni. On year 3, instead of Sheni, you give Masr Ani. He did both. Tosfos asks, how can you do both? Sort of contradict each other. He says, he took off a Masr, one portion, converted it into money, brought the money to Yerushalayim, treated it as Masr Sheni, and gave the fruit to the Aniyim. So he was Yotze, Ani, and Sheni together. Why do you do this? Says the Gemara. Echad k'divrei Rabbi Shammai. Echad k'divrei Rabbi Hillel. Says Rashi on top. Echad k'divrei Rabbi Shammai. She'amru nischat she'shanu. According to them, Echad b'shvat is the new year. U'kfar nechneses shlishis mi'chashech ha'shecha. And once Echad b'shvat comes around, it's year 3. Ve'echad k'divrei Rabbi Hillel. Ha'ayinu b'lein nischat she'shanu at chamish asar boy. You see, he wasn't sure if the year had turned over. It was Echad b'shvat. Do we follow Beis Shammai? It's the new year, Maser Ani, or is Rosh Hashanah Tu B'Shvat? Echad B'Shvat is the last year. He wasn't sure, so he did both Masers to cover all possibilities. That's the Tanakhama's version. Rabbi Akiva had a suffix regarding the actual date of the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. Is it Echad B'Shvat like Beis Shammai, Tu B'Shvat like Beis Hillel? Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, no, that wasn't the point of Machlekes. That wasn't the suffix here. He wasn't applying Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He had no suffix as to the exact date of Rosh Hashanah. That was clear to him. What then was the shaila? Why did he do two masters? You see over here, it grew during 1 year, was picked in the next year. That was the suffix. Do we follow Chanata? Do we follow Likita? Ella Mineg Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer Nagba. He applied two shittas. Rabbi Gamliel, who says that when it comes to Maser of an Esrig, we follow the point of picking, like vegetables. We'll see soon why. Whereas according to Rabbi Lezer, even an Esrig follows the fruit guidelines. It's like any other fruit trees, which follows Chanata, the moment of budding. So that was his uncertainty. Do we follow budding? And it relates to last year. Last year's master applies? Or do we apply the concept of Likita? Follow the moment of picking, like a vegetable, in which case this year's master applies. And that's why he applied a double master last year and this year. This is not. Esrig shovel ilam begimel drachim. What's unique about an esrig is as follows. It's really technically a fruit tree. It should follow chanota. It works pretty much along the same system as your typical fruit tree. The sap rises, creates the buds, which generate and develop into an esrig. On the other hand, an esrog is a very sensitive, delicate tree. It needs constant tending to, it needs constant watering. And it keeps on growing and growing. We know the esrog just remains on the tree for a while. So it's a constant growth process. It isn't limited to that year or season. It just keeps on growing as you water and water it. So in that sense, it's similar to a vegetable. It has a fruit element to it and a vegetable element to it. Here's the machlekes. Esrog shovel ilan begimel drachim. When it comes to the following three things. Arla, Netaravai, the fourth year, Ushvius, it follows the tree precedent. Ula Yorok B'derech Echad, when it comes to Trumas and Maser, we follow the vegetable standard. We follow the picking. Shaval Ilam Gimel Drachem, it's compared to a typical fruit tree regarding three elements. La Arla, Ula Ravai Ula Shvius. So when it comes to Arla, Ravai and Shvius, we follow Chanata. How do we know if it's the second year, or third year, or fourth year regarding the Isser Achila, right? Is it the first 3 years? Is it Arla? Is it already the fourth year, in which case you take the fruit to Yerushalayim? Is this fruit connected to Shemitah? Does it have Kedusha Shvius? Well, it depends when it had Chanata, on which year it budded. So the budding process determines halachas of Arla, Ravais, and Shvius. These things are connected to the annual cycle, to the seasons, to the calendar year. And therefore, if it had Chanata during the third year of Arla, it's Aser. If it had Chanata on Shemitah, it's a Shemitah fruit. If it had Chanata after Shemitah, it's no longer Shemitah fruit. When it comes to one halacha, we follow the vegetable precedent. Lekita, the moment of picking. Shebesh as lekitosa isuri. The halachas of maser, when it comes to an esrog, follows the moment of lekita, the moment of picking. Why? Why does Ramlil hold machalak between maser and the rest? Because when it comes to maser, we have that pasuk ba'aspecha migarnecha mikvecha. It connects to the year on which it achieved its primary growth. That's what it relates to when it comes to halachas of maser. It connects to that year's crop, that year's season. And unlike your typical fruit tree, whose growth is generated by that year's rain, which generates the chanata, which eventually develops into a fruit, an esrog needs constant watering. It's gadol al kol mayim. In that sense, it's like a vegetable. It's not considered a finished product until it's finished. It's not over until it's over, and therefore, the halachas of maser only apply based on the moment of picking. That's the year that it relates to. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Leza Omer. No. Esrog, like any other fruit tree. Esrog shovel ilan l'chol dover, compared to any other fruit tree, with respect to all halachas, including maser. It's primarily a fruit tree. It works based on the chanata system, even though it grows a bit by manual watering. True, but that's a supplemental growth. That's added to the initial growth, the chanata, which was instigated by the seraph, which is generated by the rain season, which is last year's cycle. So this was Rabbi Akiva's suffix. He picked his esrog, which had chanata during 1 year, lakita the following year, which maser applies. He had a suffix. Do we follow the chanata, like Rabbi Lezer, or the lakita, like Rabbi Amliel? So he applied a double maser. Before we involve ourselves further into this in this braisa, let's just step back, says the Gemara. What do you mean? Two chumrays. Since when do we do that? Umi avdinun ki terei chumri. Is it correct to apply a double chumra, which sort of contradict each other? It either relates to last year or to this year. To do both together, that's problematic. And I meant to do that about Tanya. Lo'olam halacha gedivrei beisil. After the Bas Kol came out and told us to follow beisil in all cases, he meant to follow beisil as opposed to beis shammai. But before the Bas Kol came out, v'roi tzela says gedivrei beis shammai oisa. If one chooses to follow beis shammai, go ahead. Kedivrei Beisil, if he chooses to follow Beisil, go ahead. But that's if he's consistent. But if he plays games, Mikule Beishamai, or Mikule Beisil, Rasha. If he chooses the Kula of either side, he's a Rasha. We'll soon explain what this means. Mechumra Beishamai, or Mechumra Beisil, if he chooses the Chumra from both camps, Chumras which contradict each other. Olav HaKosav Oymer, Pasuk describes him as Vaksil b'choshech ha'halach, a silly person walking in darkness. Ella, rather, how does he do it? You can follow one or the other, but be consistent throughout. If you want to follow Beishamai's interpretation of whatever it is, follow through, whether it manifests itself in a kula or in a chumra. Be consistent. Or, Ike Beisil, Bikulein ubchamrein. If you want to follow Beisil's interpretation of something, follow through. Lekula and lechumra. Don't pick and choose both kulays or both chumras. Rashi explains, for example, in the case we have a shedr, a spine of a maize. Beishami hold. It is considered intact unless it's missing two vertebrae, two chulias. Beisil say, as long as it's missing one chulia, it's considered disrupted. It no longer has the status of a shedr. There are two applications of this halacha. One regarding tumas oil, so shedr which is intact is metame be oil. So, for instance, according to Beis Shammai, it's considered intact unless it's missing two vertebrae. So it's a chumrah. On the other hand, we have a kula. When it comes to treifa, an animal which is missing two chulios is considered a treifa. According to Beis Shammai, unless it's missing two, it's still considered intact. So if you have a shedra missing only one chulia, on the one hand, it's still matame be'oil. It's still considered intact unless it's missing two. On the other hand, when it comes to treifa, Beishami will have a kula. It's still considered intact. The animal is considered healthy. That's one side of the coin. Then, according to Beisil, it's the other way around. They hold that A shadow missing only one chuliyah is considered disrupted, pertaining to tumah and to treifa. So in this case, if it's only missing one, it's no longer metame ba'oil, but when it comes to treifa, it's a chumrah. The animal is considered to have experienced an internal wound, which makes it a treifa. So you can choose either one of these interpretations, but be consistent all throughout. If you choose Beishamai's interpretation, which means that up until it's missing two chulias, it's still intact, that's okay. So for instance, if the shadow is missing one chulia, it's not a treifa, but it's metaming the oil. On the other hand, you can follow Beis Hillel's interpretation. Even missing one chulia is considered disrupted, and no longer metame ba'oil ha'meis, but it's a treifa. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say, you know what, when it comes to tumah, I follow one interpretation. When it comes to treifa, I follow another interpretation. You can't do that. Whether you're trying to pick both kulais and say, look, I'm going to consider a missing chulia a disrupted shedra. It's not metame. On the other hand, I'll say, when it comes to treifa, listen, missing two chulias, it's not a treifa. That's a stira. It's a rasha. On the other hand, if you adopt both chumras, it's also silly. When it comes to tumi, you'll say, if it's missing only one chulia, it's still intact. It's still metame, like beishame. But when it comes to treifa, no, missing one chulia, it's already a treifa. Ksil b'chayshach yahalach. You're adopting contradictory views, contradictory interpretations. You don't want to do that. Here as well, says the Gemara. Pick your choice. You want to follow Beis Shammai? Go ahead. Follow Beis Hillel? Go ahead. But don't make a double maaser. Says the Gemara, Bekiva Gemari. Istopically. Of course, Rabbi Kiva was trying to follow Beis Hillel at Tesfah B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah, but he wasn't sure about the exact version of events. Who says what? He was mesupik about his Gemara, how he learned it. He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel's opinion is. He was trying to follow Beis Hillel. He wasn't trying to ride both sides of the fence here. He was following Beis Hillel. He wasn't sure what they said. So he had picked an Esrei, Echad B'Shvat. Well, is it the new year or still the old year? That's why he adopted a double maaser until he's going to verify the exact facts. Now the Brisa said that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the suffix revolved around the other question. Do we follow Chanota or Lakita when it comes to the Esrik? Right, so he picked it Echad B'Shvat, and the Chanota took place 1 year, Lakita the following year. Which year does it connect to? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Loi Minek B'Shama B'Sil No'agba. It wasn't a question of dating it. Is Rosh Hashanah Echad B'Shvat like B'Shamay or Tesach B'Shvat like B'Sil? No, that wasn't the Shai. What then? Ela Minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer Nagba. He was applying Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. That was a suffix. We follow last year's Chanata, this year's Lakita. Now, 1 second. When did he pick it? Be'echad B'Shvat? Ki B'Shama Nagba? He picked it Echad B'Shvat. Do we follow Chanata, which took place before Echad B'Shvat, or Lakita, which took place after Echad B'Shvat? Apparently, he is determining that Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah like B'Shamay. Hard to believe it. Rabbi Kiva was the Talmud of Beis Hillel. How does this work? Says the Gemara, you're right. Of course, he follows Beis Hillel. Tesfah B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, and actually, that's what happened. Chanata was before Tesfah B'Shvat, and picking afterwards. Or Rabbi Chanina, Vitema. Some say Rabbi Chananya. What happened was as follows. Hacha, be'esreg shechontu peiroisav, koidem tesvav de'idach shvat askin. What happened was, this esreg achieved chanata prior to last year's tesvav b'shvat, so 2 years ago. And the question was, does the esreg relate to that year, or to this year, which is the shnas lakita? Of course he knew that the cutoff point is Tesvav B'Shvat. This story happened on Aleph B'Shvat, which was after last year's Tesvav B'Shvat, before which the Chanata happened. So Chanata happened before last year's Tu B'Shvat, and Lakita happened after Tu B'Shvat. That was a Shaila. Now the question is, do we follow 2 years ago's Maser, when the Chanata occurred, or the current year's Maser, when the Lakita occurred? The truth is, The story could have taken place for the same money instead of Echad B'Shvat, Hanukkah time, Sukkot time. There's no halachic significance at all to the fact that it happened in Echad B'Shvat, right? Because the Chanukah took place before the previous Tu B'Shvat and the picking after Tu B'Shvat. So why does the Gemara mention Echad B'Shvat for accuracy? So it happens to be. It happened that time. Chazal were very mocked to describe stories accurately, so we can corroborate or challenge. That's what actually happened, but it has no halakhic meaning whatsoever. So bottom line is, Chanata occurred 1 year, Lakita a different year, and the question is, when it comes to an Esther, does the Maser connect to Chanata or to Lakita? Ravina Amar, he has a different approach, very similar, but just a different way of getting there. The Shaila again was, do we follow Chanata, which took place during 1 year, or Lakita the following year? Kreich Betani, let's double over Rabbi Yossi's words. He took issue with Tanakam on two accounts. One regarding the actual date, when this thing occurred. Number two, regarding what the Shaila was, what the Suffolk was. Tanakam says he picked at Echad B'Shvat. Question is, do we follow Beis Shammai, so it's after Rosh Hashanah, or is it Beis Hillel, and before Rosh Hashanah? That was Tanakama's approach. Rabbi Yossi responds by saying, no. Firstly, it didn't happen at Echad B'Shvat. Facts are wrong. It was Tu B'Shvat, the new year. And there was no suffix as to when exactly Rosh Hashanah is. That wasn't the Shaila. V'loi minig Beis Shammai u'Beisil no'agba. He wasn't applying Beis Shammai u'Beisil. That wasn't the suffix. What then? Elaminig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer Noagba. He was applying Gamliel Rabbi Lezer. The Chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat, picking on Tu B'Shvat. Do we follow Chanata, in which case it connects to last year's Maser, or to the moment of picking, like a vegetable, because the Esrog is God local Mayim, it's a constant growing process, and relates to this year. And since it was picked on Tu B'Shvat, that's the new year, perhaps the new Maser applies. That's why you apply the double Maser. Okay, so in summary, we spoke about the fact that just as the Goyer and Yekev work on a Shlish-based concept, the year in which they achieved a third of their growth, that relates them to last year's season, last year's cycle, last year's crop. Likewise, when it comes to a fruit tree, we follow the Chanota process, which is when the sap rises up, instigates the budding process, which eventually develops into a fruit. So it relates to that year on which it achieved the Chanota. Okay, so when it comes to determining what is the Rosh Hashanah of a fruit tree pertaining to Arla, to Revai, to Shviz, to Mas, all the halachis, B'Shamah say Echad B'Shvat, which is when the Chanata is behind us, we still give you another couple of weeks to B'Shvat. Oh, what about an Esrog, which has a tree element to him and a vegetable element to him, because he's God Lo Kol Mayim, needs to be watered, which continues continues the growth process in the Esrog. So when it comes to Halach of Maser, what do we follow? Rav Gamliel says, yeah, we follow Lakita like the vegetable. Rav Lezer says, no, it's primarily a fruit tree. It follows the Chanata process on the year in which it achieved Chanata. That's the year that connects to it. We had a story with Rabbi Kiva, who picked an Esrog and he applied a double Maser. We have two ways to interpret the story. Tanakama learns he picked it Echad B'Shvat. We follow the Lakita. Right? So the year in which it was picked, that's the Mas that relates to it. So it was a Suffolk. He was trying to follow Beis Hillel, but was unsure if according to Beis Hillel, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam is Echad B'Shvat, in which case this thing was picked in the new year, or Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat. And Lakita occurred in the previous year. According to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, he actually picked it on Tu B'Shvat. And he was following Beis Hillel. Tesvav B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah. So what was the Shaila? Well, it had Chanata last year. It was only picked this year. That's a Suffolk. When it comes to an Esrog, is Maser dependent on Chanata, like your typical fruit tree? Or follows Lakita, like the vegetable? So he applied a double Maser. Some explain, based on the Tosfos, that really the Suffolk wasn't so much who we paskin like. He knew that we paskin like Rav Gamliel or Blazer Shamuti, a Talmud of Beis Shammai, but perhaps the suffix was who said what. It was a suffix as per the Man D'Amar. He didn't know what Rav Liel says and what Rav Leza says, and that's why he didn't know if he meant to follow the Chanat al Lakita. Therefore, he applied both masters. Now here comes a shaila. Suppose an Esther tree is treated differently than a typical fruit tree because of the difference in the growth process and the watering, etc. Suppose that's true. So when it comes to a Shemitah, when it comes to other halachas, we follow Chanata, because they connect to the annual cycle of the seasons and the crops. But when it comes to a Maser, which is a product-related halacha, the fruit-related halacha, that depends upon Lakita, the moment of picking. That's when it's a finished product. It relates to the year on which it was picked. Questions like this. We know that the Rosh Hashanah for a fruit tree is Shvat, whether Echad or Tu B'Shvat, because of the Sraf and the Chanata system, as we described earlier. But a vegetable, that connects to Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's an ongoing growth process, and the Rosh Hashanah is considered the top of the calendar year. Picked before Rosh Hashanah connects to the previous year. Picked after Rosh Hashanah connects to the new year. What about an asterisk? If we say that an asterisk has that vegetable element to him, and Maser is dependent upon the moment of picking, when is Rosh Hashanah? Shall we say, well, it's like a vegetable in that sense, and it connects to the Rosh Hashanah timetable? Or do we say no? Fact of the matter is that it's a fruit tree, and therefore it follows the Shvat system. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Ashad Amar Rabban Gamliel, Esrog Achalaketasa Isuroi. Once we learn the name of Rabban Gamliel, that when it comes to an Esrog, Maser connects to the moment of picking, Ki Yarok, like a vegetable. So what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. It adopts the same Rosh Hashanah as a vegetable. The new year begins at Tishrei. Meisvei, listen to this kasha, what we see otherwise. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Likeit Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. Ashloi Tov HaShemesh. So he picked an Esrog off the tree. Erev Tesva B'Shvat. Before Shkia, it's the last year. V'chozav Likeit Yishloi Tov HaShemesh. He went back to the Esrog tree and picked more after Shkia. The new year has begun. You have two separate crops. You can't mix them up. Ain't Tormin a Ma'asrin, Mizalze. You can't do Truma Ma'asrin from one bunch on the other. Two separate crops. We learn from a Pasuk. You're meant to be Ma'asrin Shana B'Shana each year separately. L'fish ain't Tormin a Ma'asrin. Loimin a Chadash ala Yashin. You can't take from the new crop on the old crop. Loimin a Shana al Chadash, nor from the old on the new. For instance, what is the practical manifestation of this halacha? Hoysa Shlishis and Chesl Revius. So it was 30 of Shemitah going to 4. One Esrog was picked on year 3, one on year 4. Shlishis, Maser Rishon, Maser Ani. Fruit picked in the third year gets Maser Rishon, which is a constant Maser happening throughout all the years, Maser Ani, which applies during year 3 and 6. As opposed to Revius, the item picked on the fourth year, meaning after Shkia Zacham on Tu B'Shvat, it connects to the fourth year, which gets Maser Rishon, of course, Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni substitutes for Maser Ani. Because year 2, 1, 2, 4, and 5 gets Maser Sheni, as opposed to years 3 and 6, which gets Maser Ani. So that's the Brisa. It's pretty clear that the Man D'Amar of this Brisa holds that Masers of Esrogim Atoli in Lakita, right? Man Shamas Le D'Ozlo Basa Lakita. Who's the author of this Shita? That Maser by Esrogim depends on the moment of picking. Rabba Gamliel, right? Uktani. And what does the Brisa here say? What's the cutoff point? What's the top of the year? Shvat. Picked one before Shvat, one after Shvat. So Tu B'Shvat is the starting point of the year, even though we hold the Shita that the Maser by the Esrog is totally in the Kita. So apparently we're wrong. Eloi Itma Rechi Itma, rather we must have learned the Halacha as follows. Omar Rabba Barav Huna. Afagav the Omar Rabba Gamliel Esrog Akal Kita Kiyarek. Just the opposite. Even though Gamliel tells us, when it comes to the Maser by the Esrog tree, we follow the moment of picking like a Yarok. So it's similar to a vegetable in that sense, but still it doesn't lose its Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Shvat. It still follows a Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's still a fruit tree. We don't differentiate between all types of fruit trees. I keep things simple and consistent. Okay? Now, one more point, says the Gemara. We seem to find a difference in the semantics, the phraseology between the most recent Braisa. He picked the Esrig on the third year and then the fourth year, as opposed to Braisa back on the Fibes Amar Aleph, the last two lines here. He picked some vegetables before and after Rosh Hashanah. Over there, Braisa described it as year two going into year three. What's the difference? Why over there year two and three? Year three, over here it's year four and four, three and four. Why is it that back on the few days we connected them to year 2 and 3, as opposed to over here by the Esrig we described it as year 3 going to year 4? There really is no halachic enough. Kamina says the Gemara is just trying to tell you something interesting. The Braise is just telling you something, by the way. The Esrig kashya layada. When everybody goes into the Esrog field on Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos, and they trample upon the trees and they handle them, this tree, this Esrog tree, is kasha layada. It's very sensitive to being handled. And since everybody's mamashmish in these trees and tramples them on Shavuos, it doesn't recover from that traumatic experience until 3 years later. Lo yiton peri. It won't come back into service to provide, to produce fruit at last shnin until 3 years, and that's why the Braisa was describing Esrogim growing, described them as year 3 and year 4, because that's the first opportunity to find a fruit on that Esrog tree. It's interesting. I saw in a Sefer Karban Reishis, he says, what's nafkimina la'alocha? You come into an Esrog orchard and you see fresh Esrogim the first year after Shemitah, you have to start asking questions. Perhaps he wasn't observing Hilchos Shemitah, otherwise the Esrog would have been totally traumatized and wouldn't be recovering so quickly. Okay, so this is just an interesting side point via a diuk in the Braises. So in summary, what did we learn today? The pasuk ba'aspecha begornecha mikvecha come to tell us that he meant to compare all the products, all the fruits and vegetables, to the Gern V'yekev concept, which is a shlish concept. It connects to the year on which it grew a shlish, which is primary growth, which subsequently develops into that full-fledged grain, but the shlish is the ikar growth, and it relates to the year on which it had that growth, the rain season which generated that growth, and it gets the maser of that year, whether it's maser, whether it's shmita. And therefore we say when it comes to a fruit tree, which achieved chanata as a result of last year's rain season, that's considered the micro fruit. That's considered the basis for the future growth, and therefore it connects to last year and it gets last year's maaser. As opposed to vegetables, which don't have that. It's an ongoing process. You need to water them and water them. They're considered connected to any specific season. When you pick them, they connect to that that moment in time. Now they're a finished product, connected to this year's season, this year's halachas. So according to Beis HaGlili, it depends on something which is gadol al meishana she'avra, as opposed to vegetables, which don't have that. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's totally if it's gadol al roiv mayim, if it derives its growth from the natural rain, the roiv mayim, the mega shaman, as opposed to vegetables, don't have that. What's nafkimin? The palamitri, from which he kept water. He stopped watering them before Shoshana. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Galili, that's different than your typical vegetable, because that grew based on last year's water. And therefore gets last year's masa. According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't differentiate between different species. This is the type of thing which needs to be constantly watered. It's still considered gadol kol mayim, and therefore he followed the moment of picking. Regarding the ilanis, we said it depends on the chanata. When is Rosh Hashanah? So according to Beishama Echad B'Shvat, according to Beisel Tu B'Shvat, we did introduce a new concept. An Esrog is sort of a hybrid a type of entity. On the one hand, it's a fruit tree. On the other hand, it needs to be constantly watered. So perhaps when it comes to Maser, we should treat it like the vegetables. And in fact, Rav Gamliel says so. We follow Lakita when it comes to Maser of Esrog. Rav Kiva had an Esrog on which he applied a double maaser. According to Tanakam, what happened was he picked at Echad B'Shvat. He wasn't sure what exactly was Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. According to the Rosh Yehuda, he picked at Tu B'Shvat. He knew Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah. He wasn't sure whether we follow the Chanata, which happened before Tu B'Shvat, or the Lakita, which happened after Tu B'Shvat. And we ended up with a Chiddush, that even if you hold that the mass of the Esrog depends on the moment of Lakita, but the Esrog is still a fruit tree, and Tu B'Shvat will remain his Rosh Hashanah. Kol Tov to you, and much, much Hatzlacha.